Yeah, I can't say that I've ever had a problem in a restaurant, you know, that's been attributable to DoorDash or Uber Eats or whichever one, you know, any of them. But I just don't want to do it because, you know, I feel like, you know, you're supposed to tip the restaurant. And, no, I get it. You tip less, you know, when it's carry out than when, you're dining in. But still, you know, if you tip there and then you got to tip the driver, right? You know, and then there's a surcharge. Sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes I notice the prices are more on the DoorDash menu by a buck or two here and there, you know, than they are if you just order directly. That was pointed out to me by a couple of places I go to. They said, you can use, you know, we don't have an online menu. They said, just go to the DoorDash menu, but just call it in. It's cheaper. So I do that. But, I don't know. I just, for me, it's just all them compounding costs. You know, maybe it's only a buck or two here, a buck or two there, but good grief, you know, unless you're buying a huge order, you know, you could easily double what you bought. That's nuts.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, John, you going to the Breakfast Club tomorrow? I'm in the driveway. You said you weren't sure yet.